It is an incredible coincidence. One day after the president said this about the cyber attack on Sony's computers,
we take it very seriously. We will respond proportionally.
North Korea's internet went dark. It's all very mysterious. Reporters have no clue how or why or who.
And it's anybody's guess at this point as to who's behind that and what might happen next.
Well, you can bet Kim Jong-un suspects we're behind it. But who knows? There's been a debate going on over whether this is really the government's business at all. Sony, after all, makes movies. They don't keep the lights on. They don't keep the ATMs working. They make movies. And their computer security was lousy. Listen to what technology attorney Jonathan Handel told CBS.
It certainly looks, based on what we know, like Sony did not properly secure their networks. But I also place the blame at the feet of the computer industry. Just like the car industry resisted seatbelts, resisted airbags, did not prioritize safety and security, the computer industry has not either.
In fact, corporations for years have been telling the government to butt out of computer security. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other business groups have told Congress no more government regulation. And you can make the argument that if corporations like Sony don't care enough to protect their email archives, why should taxpayers be on the hook? Even though every year U.S. companies lose $120 billion to cyber attacks, costing 500,000 American jobs, by some estimates. Anyway, all that's fine when you're just talking about the movies. However, I think we'd all agree that the private corporations that keep the lights on and the ATMs running and the internet working, those are a different matter. And while we try to decide what to do about it, our opponents, whether they be governments or crime syndicates or just some bored stoner in his parents' basement, are obviously experimenting with the next phase in modern warfare, where the weapons are invisible, and so is the battlefield, and you don't even know the war has started until your files disappear. By the way, backup software makes a great Christmas gift.